Very good to be reading with Miss Cooper and Mr. Knight. And what I'm going to be doing is the first half will be, except for the very first, which is a very short performance of something I call the first Milarepa Gatha. It's a piece that looks like this, which you may be able to see in this light, you may not. We're going to end performing. So the last half, the first half will be more or less verse-like poems, and the last half a performance piece. And like Mr. Knight's reading of Gwendolyn Brooks's poem, the last piece is entirely composed of words from a woman who wrote for a while under the name The Black Tarantula, but has gone back to her earlier name, Kathy Acker. So this is the first Milarepa Gatha. Odbosta. Wa. W. La. Ib. Ed. Will. Milarepa is, as many of you know, one of the founders of Tibetan Buddhism, a historical bodhisattva. And I like to begin programs with this particular working of his mantram because, well, for two reasons. Since I work in a field that is both music and poetry and also visual art, he is often his most usual representation. Looks like he's listening to a transistor radio, something like this. And he wrote 100,000 songs. Now, another poem, another poet, who is now dead and was one of the most beautiful poets I've known, someone named Paul Blackburn, who many of you have read or heard. And at a reading he did in March 1969, I drew words from his poetry and made the following poem. Poem drawn from a reading by Paul Blackburn, probably in March 1969. do need them at times. Stay all this time to sit here on a rock, drunk out of his muzzle guns to the theater that's hauled up again or dies accidentally. My filthy trees think we are ready to go. Motto, ready any time you are. Their road or the Gulf of Tonkin not seen. Eyes nowhere further up, faces against the other's face. Glazed fences along it on the way home. 2 weeks they start down now, looking up her dress. Ignore absolutely no distortion in time jumps. Him and her friend's mother, it's always you. They move from this peak in musical terms, are with a like intensity over a span of time, there where we all sit down in the middle beach. The first rocks hit jazz rhythm onto his lute, rode down back to the city where one is not loved, goes never finding the road, nowhere to go out the door, on our fragile condition is formed, still empty. Wonderful father finds something, though, Puerto Ricans to be interested in all the drawings, too. Some other couple entirely from a particular week. Which sandwich's teeth sunk into paper airplanes, weighs facts which close all at once a spooky green wheel. The waiter of some kind reading a newspaper, wind about her cunt hole, a reprieve from death, blowing a friend of the groom, remembering today this is a funeral metamorphosis. Who negotiated a ridge, does have a crinoline, is the new little typist in accounting. A street is asleep next to her and told her friend creeps up on you getting a job in Malaga of memorabilia on the walls in Memphis, the painting of a naked lady in a back room, groom become an automobile reproaching. Turkey superscriptions at different times, sandwich advantage even then after a motorcycle ride comes a hangover one morning after yesterday. Alone, each animal its own gravedigger, yellow hand out of the black window, come there on unemployment, taking pictures. Is that great light over us a penny for the old man, drawn through the blackness over the last year, guzzling 15 years later, screaming and muggy, a Harlem precinct had been firebombed among the tables. My fire yellow for 2 days now. We are naked, heart moves quickly, longing here for you before dawn. Belongs to the CIA, under prior contract to love them, to go to Bolivia, to dig Rin Tin Tin out of a cloud. Daddy listened to patiently so early in the morning. All wait a minute before it's too late to close. Those melons up at your house half full, undulating funny fat ladies here tonight, thighs in his ear, light, crazy, beautiful feeling. Some better dreams than I under the blankets. Do one every 4 hours on the arm of the sofa. Not another kind of black man puts a sack over her head. The item in a list of objects essential for correct life. Twigs have forgotten us reading the air, dripping. And then she married Onassis out of gas. Outside, two desert oases across the beast in bed. The liberty for the conservation of the universe had not yet arrived. Classroom looking out upon the flatness, window shadows sleep past the swimming pool on Philip Whalen's last book in backyards. You scream sits there with a dead woman drying up, paper sitting on the pot, but I heard all that about storks and the essential image on her left elbow. Never enough purrs among the stars of an industrial society taking care of itself. The green shoes for a professor there go for a walk. Soul studies the problem in the bathroom upstairs of every chemical agent. Give me Librium or give me meth. A water chestnut against the church walls behind me. Stone already knows the form of the statue within it. Lest colored light not red out of the blue freedom, the parkways of the flowers stand there where she is. Blackness stretches out again, dancing for joys you'd never known, appear at 20 to 8 in front of the hotel to swim. Twice among the stars that summer, night died. Thrash myself, fixing a hole in this sunset to live in the sea, about the king burning his ass in an orgone box yesterday, and a number of steel eyes crash no picnics upon the land. The seed pods await her time in the dark, coming to a bed where the rain comes in, angels and birds of that kind of a form. A goddamn rondelay rises early. Her other glorious morning is harsh Valencia winter. Father comes to no one there, half a block, and I do miss you, having a good time. I love you very much. Mother turns into a tree, hanging inconclusively. Not I was there this last spring so quickly over the sea. Never when it was whenever, whatever road you take to the men's room. No road along the quiet canals from Barcelona. More fat sparrows believe in large windows wide enough in the trees where were the storks. Watch the clock. The nigger lover even came in just like Robert David. Do look around the left side of the train eating Mary Jane. Not forget it these last 700 years out of the cave. Miss so many books there simultaneously. Be there again. Amsterdam is full of sun on the way down. A medieval bridge. I could never stand flesh. Very black slacks carefully edited down. Read for a bit. Groovy birds keep the air full of wings happening. Town full of grackles that I need a hot bath. Pure, beautiful curved jet black wood just like stone. Cretan dead confiscated my camera 6 weeks. Linear lamps under the balls with the door open. Be kind to me as it ends when you park your grandmother this that we won't know what's at fault. Gin into the countryside fence full of sweet peas gone. Is forbidden to play music on the train at the Rialto. Good at some weird hour in the morning a week ago. Earlier this summer, I wrote a poem and then did 10 variations on it using only the materials in the first poem. And first poem comes from life, and so does the rest. So, all right, this series of poems is called Phone. Whenever I answer the phone, it's never you. Even if it was you, it'd never be you saying, "Hello, it's me. I love you so much. I can hardly wait to see you. Can I come over right now?" Yes, 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 yes. So I hate the sound of the phone, and worse, to answer it. "Hello, hello. No, I'm not me. I'm not here. I'll never be." Was you, it'd never be you, saying, "Hello, it's E, I love you so, I can hardly wait, see you, now, yes, yeah, I hate the sound, oh, I, hello, hello, I'm not me, can hardly wait to see you, yes, 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 yes." Sound of the phone, and worse to, and worse, hello, hell, here, I'll, never I answer, if it was yo. It's me I love. Wait to see you. Can I come? I now? Yes, yeah. Yes, yes, yes. So I, ha. It, hello, hello. No, sir. He phone. It's, if it was you, it'd, in, hello, it's me, I love you. Come over right now. Yes, yeah. Yes, yes. So I, ha. Set to answer it. Hello, hello, no, I. And worse, me, I'm not. Whenever I answer the phone, was you, I, it see you. But yes, 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 so I hate. Hello, hello. E, I'm not here. I answer the fan. Never. I can hardly it to see you. Can I come over right now? Yes, yeah. Can I come right now? Yes, yeah. Yes, so I hate the sir. It. Hello, hello. No, I'm not. And worse, t- here I'll hone. It's if it was in hello, it I come over. Were the phone, it's never yo. If it was you, ever be you saying, it's me, I love yo. So, hardly wait, I come over, right? I hate the sound of the fun. I can hardly wait to see. so much I can hardly wait to see. And worse, to see you. Hardly wait. Hardly wait. I can hardly. I love you. Worse to answer it. Hello. I'm not me. I'm here. I'll never be. It's never be. Evs. You. Hate the sound. It. Hello. Hello. No. I'm not me. I'm not here. I'll. Can hardly wait. See you. You. Can I come? See you. Can I come over right? No. And worse. Now. Yes. Yeah. Hate the soul. Nah. And worse to it. Hello, hell. I'm not me. Wait, see you. No, yes, yeah. I answer the. It's never you. If it was you, it's me. I home and worse. I'm not me. I'm not here. I'll never be. Can I come over? I now, yes, yeah. You, even if it, you, it'd never be you saying, and worse, me, I love, I can har. Now, yes, yeah, yeah, I hate this, it, hello, hell. Well, yes, yeah, I hate the sound, oh, it was you, it, whenever I answer the, it was you, it, hello, hello, I'll never be when. I answer the phone, it's never, come over, the phone. You, it'd never, yes, 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 so I hate the sound, and worse, the sound of. Hone and worse, answer it, hell, I'm not me, I answer the. Was I so right to see it so? I'll answer no. Ere I answer, I see I'll never be you, so I'm he you answer. I'm the sound I can hardly ever wait to be. Can you ever love me here? Yes, you love me. So I'll be saying a sound answer. And worse, the answer's here to say. Now I can say I love sound. I answer love. Was I never to answer hello? I hardly phone. Even you I love so, I can hardly ever say to her I love so. I can hardly phone. I hardly ever say I love you. Can I ever say I love you? Yes, so I say it. Saying love's sounds never over. And worse, to answer it, hardly ever. No, not never. I answer now. I'm saying it. Wait here so I can say love, if I'm ever to. Even say the sound I hate not saying. So now, here, I say it. I say love's sound. I say now, if ever, I love you. Come, love, answer love now. You say it, love. Say the sound so you answer, love, and worse, the answer's hard to say. Not saying it is worse now. I'll wait now. I've been doing a series of poems. All the words are drawn from an anthology of traditional English verse. So the name of the whole, what will amount to a book of poems of this sort, is probably going to be traditional verse. And the first group of these that I finished are 15 quinzains for Stephanie Vevers. Each of these series is dedicated to a particular close friend, and the poetry that gets into the poem gets in because of the spelling of that friend's name, which is spelled out in such a way that the you can see it on the page now. I used to hide these things just as a way of generating poems, but now I pick them out in another color. So in this case, Stephanie Weaver's name has 15 letters, so these are 15-line poems, or quinzanes, on analogy with quatrains. Other people have dixanes, trezanes, so on. So I'll read the first, maybe the first five or six of these. First quinzane. Shakes from afar the full ethereal round. It was not therefrom to escape the quiet of a loving eye. Prepared by thee, dark paraclete, which Jews might kiss and infidels adore. The bar she leaned on warm that on the ashes of his youth doth lie, which piped there unto that merry rout, could yield but my unhappy case. His gory visage down the stream was sent, but vast desolation, a fitter love for me, 8 times emerging from the flood, and each returns unto his love at night, first morn of spring to summer's musky tribes. Second, sorrow to this, stock or stone, beefy face and grubby hand, he piped apace whilst they him danced about, in the exceeding lustre and the pure, the falcon cannot hear the falconer, the winds and trees amazed with 200 men. On the second day, the love and all his pleasures are but toys, accomplished fingers began to play. The golden vision reappears. Oh, love, be fed with apples while you may, devoted to daring verse from membership of a book of words or deeds who runs may write. She borroweth part, and proudly doth it wear. Its path was not upon the sea, our sisterly sealed in wild waters, slippery souls and smiling eyes. We then, who are this new soul, know she gazed and listened, and then said, and since at such times miracles are sought, silent is the house, all are laid asleep. Ye nymphs of Mulla, which with careful heed, in the loved presence of my cottage fire, safe the tender lambs tug the teats, and winter sped when my grave is broke up again, as then to me he seemed to fly. It was a lover and his lass, where marshes stagnate and where rivers wind. Fourth quinzing. She shakes the rubbish from her mounting brow. It cannot be expressed when God into the hands of their deliverer we poets in our youth begin in gladness. To Whinnymuir thou comest at last. She had 3 lilies in her hand, certainty, fidelity, and so is the cat a mountain, his wonders to perform. Though love and all his pleasures are but toys, idle solace of things that have gone before, and 5 livid and leaved favor and pride, the rooks are blown about the skies, faintly answering still the notes that once were so dear. Our equal loves can make them such. Fifth quinzing. So well I love thee, as without thee I, stone walls do not a prison make, seeking to find the old familiar faces. Inapprehensible, we clutch thee. By the waters of Leman I sat down and wept. What are acres? What are houses? What and where they be, then whirl the wretch from high that none but the stars are thought fit to attender. Unto the virtue, nothing perfect done, through the black rushing smoke bursts, in winter evenings, meaning to be free, riddles of death Thebes never knew. Let us go through certain half-deserted streets in deepest grass beneath the whispering roof. Sixth quinzing. Sweet lovers love the spring. It fell about the Martinmas, the weaned adventurer sports. Help me to hold it. First it left, how hard it is to write. The jay makes answers, the magpie chatters. Like snow upon the desert's dusty face, mercy will sit between. Over wide streams and mountains great we went. And to give thanks is good, and to forgive by those red-veined rocks far west, until 7 years were gain and past, and where the water had dripped from the tap in a small clearness that we on earth with undiscording voice. It's Danny's soul that's passing now, the color sergeant said. I'll read one more. Written of these letters, poems that are on the page, and then do the other piece. I've been for a number of months earning my living by proofreading the galleys of the translation being made by Macmillan of the so-called Great Soviet Encyclopedia, and some of its articles are, as many of you know, I write many of these poems using methods that involve chance, as those lines were all brought out by a double system of chance, and so I use different things as sources, and the article on love in the Great Soviet Encyclopedia was irresistible as a source. So I've been writing a series called Some Russian Love Poems or Love Verses from Soviet Sources. And it's begun about April 14th this year. First Russian love poem. Ancient Greece had a well-developed point at which the opposing elements of the self in another eye, and it is the freest and therefore the most unpredictable expression, attraction, preference, or interest, all of which merely resemble love, the opposing elements of the biological and true essence of love lies in the biological and the spiritual. It is the point at which the opposing elements intersect. Sexual and elemental and passionate surrender, a state of ecstatic love for something, either physical or the point at which the opposing elements, the biological and the spiritual, the personal and the social and the intimate, and lies in foregoing one's consciousness of self, forgetting one's own self in an idea. Love invariably carries with it an impulse and a desire for the love between lovers. The love of a citizen, sexual and parental love, are this very disappearance and oblivion, winning oneself and taking possession of one's own self in another eye. And yet in this very disappearance and oblivion, winning of which merely resembles love, no matter how great the difference in the intimate and the universal between lovers and the love of a citizen, for his constancy demands fidelity. It is an intellectual ecstasy that may be possible only at certain cultural levels, no matter taking possession of one's own self. For the very first time, the language of an intellectual ecstasy that may be possible only at certain cultural levels. For the very first time, the language of ancient Greece, essence of love, lies in foregoing one's consciousness of self, forgetting one's own self-love. Dennis?